Welcome to season one, bonus track and a solo episode with me, your host, Nicola Paul. Just before I delve into my solo bonus track, I wanted to share with you the importance of gratitude at Christmas. Even though many of us might have the privilege of sharing this special time with our closest ones, and able to have food on the table and presents to open, can we just take a moment for those who either aren't able to have any of those things? My heart, and I'm sure yours will too, go out to those who are on their own for Christmas or struggling to put food on their table, even if anyone is finding it hard mentally to cope with all the demands that surround us over this holiday season. For me growing up, there were hard times, with my mum being a single parent and I'm an only child. But truthfully, my mum always did the best she could. And I remember having some truly amazing Christmases as she did the best she could. You see, as I've become the woman I am today, this time of year has made me realise that it's not what presents I receive or the food that I eat. It's about being grateful for the love she gave me in my life, and that money cannot put a price on that. Now, whoever it is that brings love into your life, your partner, your children, your best friend, your sister, brother, whomever it is, love conquers everything. There are so many people out there suffering right now, and I just want to say to them, and I hope you do, you can as well, that our prayers are with you at this special time of the year. So what exactly do I mean by steps to self-love at Christmas? Well, I thought I might go through three of my favourite reasons to sparkle this Christmas in the hope that they might give you some inspiration. I've also written my very first blog post on self-care at Christmas, and there is an extended version of my 10 favourite ways to sparkle in this holiday season. So why not head over there after you have listened to this at www.nicolapaulacademy.com/blog. And Nicola is spelled N-I-C-O-L-A. Paul is spelled P-A-U-L-L. Academy.com/blog. I will also leave the link in the show notes. I'd love to know if you get a shimmer of joy from this bonus track, so I can focus on making similar content. Also, a gentle reminder that my Evolve package has two spaces left. If you were thinking of bringing out your powerhouse version in 2021, this could be the time for you now to head on over to, again, my website, exactly the same website address, www.nicolapaulacademy.com, and it's /self-transformation Southampton/evolve. So let's begin. What is my first sparkle for Christmas? Well, it's got to be one of my top favourites, and that is self-care. Self-care is so important in my life. I say to myself every day that if I don't look after my well-being, then how can I be there for everyone else? So every morning I make sure my day starts off well by waking up and making an intention for myself. With Christmas just round the corner and all the chaos that that can bring us, with the busy shops, extensive wish lists, planning Christmas dinners, you know the drill. It's especially important to keep some focus and be grateful. Once I have my intention, I jump into the shower and visualise the water washing away all the negative energy that I might have absorbed the day before. Something I've been doing recently is wearing clothes that make me feel really bright and cheery. So, you know, vibrant colours. Just add a bit of joy to a dreary winter's day. And last of all, I draw my daily affirmation card. Then, depending on how I'm feeling in that moment, I will spend 15 minutes either listening to my favourite podcast. Mine at the moment are Happy Place by Fern Cotton. Must listen to that. It's an absolutely inspiring and powerful podcast show that Fern has put together, where she's interviewing celebrity guests that actually, do you know what? They've all had tough times before they made it big, and it's just really inspiring, her podcast. So if you get a chance, go and have a listen to that. And also, just recently, I've stumbled across two other really, really inspiring podcasters. One of them's called Good Vibes, Good Life by Vex King. Again, his story from where he began is just absolutely, it's really powerful. So if you get a chance, head on over and listen to his podcast. And again, another recent one I found was Jay Shetty. And his podcast is called On Purpose. Again, his story, his journey. I'm really looking forward to reading his book, Think Like a Monk. I have put it on my Christmas wish list, so who knows? But also as well, I do, if I'm not sort of in the podcast in listening mood, I will do a little bit of meditation and yoga combined, because I feel that first thing for me each morning, it really does set my mind, body and also soul. It connects and aligns all three parts of that for me. But if I'm not feeling in the mood for that, the other option for me is reading self-development books. So I've got two on the go at the minute, which I do like to sort of dip in between both when I can, and when I feel it, you know, whatever, which one resonates with me. One of them is called Girl Code, and it's in Unlocking the Secrets to Success, Sanity and Happiness for Female Entrepreneurs, and the author is Cara Orwell Labi. I hope I've said that right. And the other book I'm reading at the minute is called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And again, both books are really inspiring, uplifting, empowering. So that's my recommendations for self-care. Loads and loads of different options that you can go with that. So sparkle number two for me is going for a crisp winter's walk. Yes, definitely. As long as you're all wrapped up warm, and you know, it's just wonderful to take care of your body and also your mind, you know, because sometimes we get so into the funk of our mindset that, even being a creative person as I am within my work, sometimes I really do have some creative mental blocks, and I just can't think, you know. And for me, going for a walk out in nature, whereas, you know, as some of you, most of you might know that I live in near the New Forest in Hampshire, so I'm really, really fortunate that I can just, you know, walk a few minutes up the road, and I'm around fields and horses and, you know, nature. But again, you know, there's nothing quite like walking around nature. And I know that some of you might not be able to, you know, have that as your scenery, but even if it's living in the city or somewhere where, you know, you live on an estate, and, you know, wherever it is, it's really about getting out there and filling your lungs with fresh air and just taking in different scenery, because guaranteed every time you go anywhere, you'll always notice something new, you know. So have a wander, go out, even if it's for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or however long, you know, it still gets your blood pumping around your body, and it changes your mindset 100%. So sparkle number three for me, with Rona, because that's what I call it now, it's really impacted my mental health quite a lot, to be honest with you, since March. And I've had real moments of just very much being a recluse and, you know, not going out. and being around even people outside that much since March. So with my work as well, you know, I am very much, I'm a home worker, so I haven't really been around people that much, physically around people. And so the one thing for me that's really helped my mindset and is my sparkle number three is communicating with friends and family that I'm unable to see through video chat, you know, or just speaking over the phone. I mean, that for me has just been a real game changer. And, you know, and with the season, the holiday season coming up now, especially, not all of us will be able to physically see, you know, our friends, family and loved ones. But there are other ways, you know, and that is one of them, is through a video chat. And, you know, I found that it's really helped my well-being. And, you know, it was hard at first, as I'm very, you know, I'm a very sociable, chatty person. And hence, that's why, you know, I started my podcast, is just so I could at least still communicate with others, even if I can't be in, you know, in their physical presence. So it's definitely forced us to adapt in a different way of our lives, especially for a while. So, you know, you can even have like Christmas quizzes via video calls, which, you know, they're coming to the rescue. Parties, you know, online video parties I have with my girlfriends, and we just have some fun. You know, try and make the effort to connect with your loved ones during these odd times. And I guarantee it will boost your energy and help you, you know, channel your gratitude, really. So I really hope that this bonus track has given maybe you some extra insights that maybe you hadn't thought about, really. So, but I would love you to leave me a comment on your favourite podcast channel, whichever one you're listening to at the moment. If you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a review and a rating. And, you know, I'd love to hear your takeaways from this episode. You know, because for me, it's all about your voice as well, because if I know what you like more to hear more of, then I would love to put it on my channel. You know, this is a platform for everybody. So, but I am mainly hanging on over at Instagram at the minute, because that's definitely my jam. So if you take a screenshot of this bonus track and then tag me in, you know, just to let me know your biggest takeaway moment that you've got from this bonus track, I would love to connect with you and, you know, and hear what you have to say. So like I said, for me, this platform is also about your voice. Yeah, so I really do hope that you've enjoyed today with me. And I want to wish every single one of you the most amazing and beautiful Christmas, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Keep safe. And until next Monday, which we have another guest appearance with next Monday, take care, love and light.